Hello, no BS women. We are in 2021, and in order to help you get started off on the right foot and help you learn how to plan like an absolute boss, the coaches and I are here to lead you through a 5-day planning challenge. So we're going to go through the planner with you. We are going to give you our best tips and tricks, with the goal of helping you lose your first few pounds of 2020 pound like a fucking queen. So by the end of it, you will be planning like a boss and you will be well on your way to losing your first few pounds. Are you with me? Okay, let's go. So we're gonna start off day one with setting your 60-day goal. Here's what I want you to know about setting your 60-day goal. When I think about the 60-day goal, it's really setting the tone for the next 60 days. I really want to think about this. How do I want to go forward? What is my goal? How am I going to think about that goal? And it's really going to inform all of the other steps in your planning process, your monthly goals, your weekly goals, and assessments, and how you show up every day. A big part of that can come from how you're thinking about your 60-day goal and whatever that is. So, my favorite tip for the 60-day goal and really any kind of long-term goal is this. It's not just about how much weight do I want to lose in the next 60 days. Do you know what it's really about? It's who do I want to be during these next 60 days? How do I want to show up? Who do I want to be by the end of it? Who do I want to transform into? So it's not just about losing the next 10 pounds, 5 pounds, 20 pounds, whatever number you choose, that's fine. Doesn't matter. But think also, like, who do you want to be? How are you going to change on the inside? Okay, so how I like to think about it is like the transformation that happens on the outside with our weight, otherwise, it's coming from the change that is happening on the inside. And so think about that when you're setting your 60-day goal. It's not just about the number, it's who do I want to be? Okay. And some other questions that I really like is how can you find the joy in this process during this next 60 days? How are you going to find the joy? How are you going to have fun? How are you going to learn about yourself, level up yourself? Think about that. How are you going to find the joy? How could it be absolutely fucking luscious this next 60 days? Leveling up, planning every day, losing your weight, practicing your good, better, best, stopping at enough, doing your discovery worksheets and your journaling, all of this work that you're going to be doing on yourself for the next 2 months. How could it feel so luscious, so self-loving, so self-caring? Another thing is that whenever you're setting goals, it can be easy to just kind of set it and be like, okay, got that over with. And then, kind of underneath the surface, maybe you're already kind of having doubt. Maybe you're setting the goal, but you don't really quite believe in it. You're not sure if you can reach it. I want you to be very aware of that when you're setting your 60-day goal. Instead of just like notice how your body physically feels. Are you excited? Are you thinking about the possibilities? Are you deciding that it will get done one way or another, or are you thinking that maybe it'll get done, you hope it'll get done? Are you feeling committed? Are you feeling convicted about it? Are you feeling maybe even willing to try some new things? But how are you feeling? Like, pay attention to how you're feeling when you set your goal. How do you want to feel? Is this how you want to feel? And how can you create excitement, commitment, conviction, thinking about the possibilities? I also just try to decide that if I'm setting this goal, in my mind, like, it's done. Like, if I'm setting this goal, I'm deciding that it's happening. It may not be this perfect, beautiful path with no mistakes, but I will get there one way or another. And so go ahead and decide that it is happening, that you're making it happen. You're going to create this result for yourself no matter what. And thinking about these emotions and how you want to feel, remember the think, feel, do cycle. Your feelings are created from your thoughts. So if you really resonate with feeling committed or feeling excited or inspired or whatever it is, think about what power thought you could have in your mind to practice to create that feeling. If you really want to feel committed, what power thought are you going to think that when you think it, it lights you up, it sets that fire again? Because a lot of times in the beginning, we feel all excited, and then 2 weeks in, you're kind of like, you're not that excited anymore, right? I like to have like a really juicy, powerful thought that just lights me back up again and reminds me of like why I'm doing this, why this is important, who I want to be, all of that. So that's a little bit about the mindset behind the 60-day goal. If you're wondering what the right number is to pick, there's not really a right number, but what I will say is this. So here's how I can help you with that, like on picking the right number. You know, is it too high? Is it too low? What I would say is this. Make it a doable goal. So just like when we plan our food, make it a doable goal, but it should scare you just a little bit. It should be a couple of steps outside of your comfort zone. We don't want to be in the comfort zone. We want to grow. We want to reach. We don't want to stay safe. We want to be uncomfortable because that's where growth happens. That's where the awesomeness happens. So it should be doable. It should be within the realm of possibility, but it should be a little bit scary to write that number down, just a little bit. I also want you to think about like future you. As you're filling out this page, after you've decided on the number and you think it's a good doable number that's a little bit scary, but as you're answering all of the questions, here's what I want to tell you. Don't just rely on you right now. Really think about you, future you, who has, just imagine for a second, close your eyes, the version of you 60 days from now. If I had a crystal ball and I was, or if I was able to time travel and come back and tell you, hey, you did lose your weight. Like, I know maybe you're feeling a little bit doubtful or you weren't sure. You lost the weight. You did it. So now that you know it happened, like, what would you ask her? What would you ask this future version of you who did it? Like, picture her clearly in your mind. Take a minute. May it take you a minute just to like settle in, close your eyes, and really start to think about her. How does she think? What would she have to say to you? How would she answer these questions? Our future self has a lot of wisdom to offer us, and you can access it right now if you do a little bit of this work. The last thing that I want to leave you with for your 60-day goal is this. Bookmark it. Get a little sticky note that you could stick on the side. A fancy little bookmark, anything like that, something that helps you bookmark it and you see it. And every day you open it back up, you open your planner back up to your 60-day goal and read it every day. Refresh yourself on it. Don't just forget about it. Don't just fill up the page and then you never read it again until it's 60 days later and it turns out you didn't hit your goal. This is a big part of hitting your goal. Having your 60-day goal in your mind every day. If you make your plan every morning, before you even make your plan, open up your planner to your 60-day goal. Look at the number by this date in 60 days. I will weigh or have lost X amount of pounds. Read it, feel it, read through the questions, remind yourself, get yourself back to this place of why this is so important to you, why it's worth it to do the work, why it's worth it to be uncomfortable and leave behind those two bites, why you're going to say no to the urge and go do something else instead, or just sit there with it. Remind yourself, this is a big part of this work. And you can ask Corinne. A big reason why she is where she is in her life and why she was able to create such an amazing business and community and come this far is because her goals were important. She wrote them down every day. She read over them every day. If you want to hit your goals, a big part of it starts just by looking at them every day, reading them every day. Write it down every day on your plan if you want to. By this date, I will be at this weight, or I will have lost 10 pounds, whatever it is. As far as answering the questions, don't always just write down the first thing that comes to mind. Really think about it. Don't just write down the first thing. Think of three different answers. The more you think about it, the better the answers are going to get. So if you're struggling with one, or you just come up with an answer right away, take three more guesses and you might be surprised at what might come up. For example, there was one question here that I saw. Two things that might get in my way. It could be eating out. It could be the weekends. It could be Friday nights. It could be the nighttime eating. How are you going to overcome them? So don't just think of like the first solution that comes to mind. Think of 10. List them all. Who's supporting me in this goal? You know what I wrote there? First and foremost, me. I am supporting me in this goal. Both me right now, both my past me, who if she could look at me now, she would have tears in her eyes because she wouldn't even believe where I am right now. She wouldn't believe that I'm even setting this goal. My future me is supporting me too. She is cheering me on like, come on, I'm waiting for you over here. My accountability partner, Corinne, the whole No BS team, family, friends. Think of as many people as you can. But remember, you are your number one person. Again, why is your goal important to you? Don't think of just the first three reasons. Keep going. List more if you want to. Really get into some of those reasons that are deeper and a little bit more important to you that really like light you up. So that's it for the setting your 60-day goal. Remember that it sets the tone for the next 2 months. This page, when you read it, should set you on fire and light you up and remind you why this work is important, why you're willing to do it, why it's worth it to say no to the overeats and the off-plan eats and I don't feel like doing my plan today. Make it doable, but still a little bit scary, and read it every single day. Okay. So there you go. Day one of the 5-day planning challenge. If you have any questions, leave them in the comments below. Go to Ask Coaches, go to the Facebook group. We are here for you, and keep going. Go on to day two.